It's good to be with all of you this morning, and Senator and Representative as well, two super smart people. So I'm a little wound up. I just paid my business personal property taxes last week. I hate those. I hate those. I'm in a grumpy mood because of taxes, so it's a good time to have this conference, Howard, so thank you. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the manufacturing exemption, sales tax exemption on equipment, and I think you've teed it up nicely. Back in 1985, we, as a legislature in the state, decided to exempt input taxes on manufacturing equipment for state and local taxes for new or expanding businesses. And about a decade later, the legislature decided to strengthen this policy and this provision on not taxing inputs but outputs. Wow, is that me? Very loud, and I'll do that. It was such a powerful voice. Did you realize that? So, like Moses, yes, that's right. The legislature, we decided to expand that to include the replacement of machinery and equipment as well. So why does this tax policy matter? This does seriously affect, and we'll talk about an example of how it affects businesses' decisions in terms of where they expand and how they expand and whether or not they expand here in Utah. To create jobs, we need to focus on the right types of tax policy that focus on capital accumulation here in the state, investment, and productivity. A number of years ago, I was the chair of a task force looking at different ways we could strengthen Utah's economy. And our top recommendation was, in fact, eliminating this three-year tax on inputs on equipment that is going to be used within the first 3 years. And the reason for that is this, in many ways, in my opinion, creates what I would describe as the holy grail of jobs in Utah. When we think about the kinds of jobs we want high-paying jobs for Utahns, but we also want jobs that have a high multiplier, which means that they cascade out and create a lot of additional jobs throughout the state and have a large ripple effect. So let me just share with you a sad, sad story, and then I'll be done. Let's go to the next slide. Some of you may be aware of a large employer we have in the state of Utah, Media Medical. They're at about 94th in state, I think, or somewhere in that part of the valley. This is a company that's 125 years old or so. They have 30,000 workers across the globe, but 1,000 of these workers are here in Utah. And they have expanded a little bit in Utah, but they were faced with an opportunity with a new part of their business and considered expanding again in Utah a few years ago. But our tax policy on this three-year life ended up creating a situation. Let's go to the next slide. You can see some of the work that they do. This is the kind of work that we want here in Utah, high-tech, high-paying manufacturing jobs. But our tax policy, let's go to the next slide, create a situation where, in fact, these are some employees down in South Salt Lake that work for BD Medical. They would have liked to maybe had some more colleagues working with them with this new expansion that BD Medical was considering. But if you go to the next slide, you will see that they had to make a business decision on where they would expand and created a significant number of new jobs. And because our tax policy is different than most of the other states related to this three-year life, and we only exempt equipment that is going to have a life of 3 years or longer, BD Medical made just a business decision to place and build this plant in Utah because this new type of business they were moving into really burns through their equipment fast. And most of the equipment for this new division related to syringes was going to wear out within 3 years. And so that's, in fact, what they did. They expanded a $44 million investment in Connecticut with hundreds of jobs. You'll see the ribbon cutting. Instead of our governor and instead of a mayor from one of our cities, you see the plant manager that they hired in Connecticut, the woman in the red jacket. And you'll see other folks there, including business and community leaders, not from Utah, but from Connecticut. So these are real jobs because of our tax policy that are the right kinds of jobs that are not coming to the state of Utah. The last slide will show you that there are 37 states around the country that exempt taxation on manufacturing inputs. There are eight that don't. Unfortunately, we are one of those. So we'll be sponsoring a bill again this year, this next coming session, to eliminate this tax. The challenge is how to pay for it. It's got about a $60 million fiscal note. But the fiscal note over time, in terms of a dynamic fiscal note, actually shows a net positive, meaning that it creates more revenue for the state long term and definitely for local government as well. The challenge is, how do you get over the hump? How do you get that period of time that takes about 10 years to get to a net positive? So that's the challenge we have, and we'll be working on that.